coins and graves. Maureen, what would you like to say?
I just felt that I had to ring because this, I'm on the onset of this type of thing.
Okay.
And it started off just a couple of years ago, the same as everybody else saying, oh, I can't remember this. And you get, oh, yeah, we're just getting older. And the awful part about it is that when you can't remember, and I get so angry, and I'm upset, and things, it's hard to explain. I'll go to cook a meal. I'm 78 years of age.
Yes.
And I'll go to cook a meal, and I can't remember. I can't remember how to do a roast dinner. This has happened to me just lately. And all sorts of things like this. But I am having treatment in the fact that, not treatment as such, that I do go for tests and I'm due for another one. So yeah. They keep me monitored, if you can understand.
Yeah, I understand perfectly.
And they're just, what the outcome is that there's an, if, oh, I can't think of the word, no, did you have to excuse me, because my words,
Maureen, I'm 40 and I can't think of the word half the time, and I'm supposed to be doing it for a living, so don't you worry.
Anyway, it's something to do in the brain,
yes.
And there's just a slight, at the moment, there's a slight something wrong there,
okay.
You know, but it's, I'm not at the stage where I've been diagnosed as Alzheimer's or anything like this, but I am...
They're just keeping an eye on you.
Yes, I attend memory loss clinics, and yes, it's a really horrible, frightening place to be.
Maureen, I can fully understand that, and you've explained it quite perfectly. Was it you that realised, or did someone
yes,
else?
Yes, it was me. I've always had a good memory, and suddenly... I couldn't remember things. Conversation, words, nouns, and I've loved English normally, and I've lost it all. I can't remember words. It's so hard to explain.
No, you're doing a superb job of explaining. Much better than I could have managed. But it sounds quite frightening, Maureen.
I find it quite frightening. My husband's very understanding, and we laugh about it. And my friends, we all laugh about it. And I still go to the gym, and so we all laugh about it. And I'll sort of say, oh, did you have a nice weekend? As I did this morning. And somebody said to me, Maureen, it's Friday. And this sort of thing. But we laugh about
it. Of course.
But it's after sometimes you can't laugh at it, and. I just wish it would go away, and I know it won't. My father had Alzheimer's, and, this frightens me even more, because I always used to say, if I got like Dad, I really wanted somebody to give me something. I didn't want to go through what I saw my father, who was so intelligent and brainy, and he didn't know anybody, and it's so frightening, you know? And I wish people could talk about it more. I don't know.
Well, we are, and you are, and you've just done more in 5 minutes than I think many of us will manage to do in years.
Oh, thank you. I just felt
that
too. Thank
you. And you know, you talk about your dad. You're millions of miles away from that, Maureen. No one knows what the future's going to hold. I know that there'll be times when it's all getting on top of you and it seems like too much to bear. But what you've described to me in this brief conversation sounds like a lady who's surrounded by people who love her and who will help her, whatever happens.
Yes, and I think you've got to talk about it, because when, as I say, I go to the gym and they're my friends, and I don't see them outside the gym. But we can laugh about it, and yes. I think it just helps.
It does. And I'll tell you what, if I was having any doubts at all about having this conversation about this subject today, you, madam, have just got rid of every single one of them.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And
thank you.
Have a cracking weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Thank you.
No, thank you.